Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Rochelle Granite, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of Treasury. Joining us in our studio from IBM is Solly Thomas. Rochelle, I understand Treasury is trying to create a results-oriented performance culture. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the Bureau's success stories in forging this type of a performance culture?
I think the model that we created for the SES in developing the assessment tool that integrates a series of program measures into a snapshot of organizational performance and feeds that into the assessment of individual performance, it was a great vehicle to really communicate how critically important organizational performance is, and therefore performance culture is, to an executive's performance. If our leadership is effective in communicating the importance of organizational performance, I think that will go a long way in driving that as we improve upon our performance management systems for our non-executive employees. IRS at the moment is very focused developing a new and more effective results-focused performance management program for their approximately 92,000 non-supervisory employees, and you can imagine that's a daunting task. So I think that's really the major success, is really in ensuring that we filter down that focus on results throughout the workforce.
Now, Rochelle, you also sit on the Chief Human Capital Officer Council, chaired by the Office of Personnel Management Director. Can you tell us about your roles on the council and the subcommittees?
Sure. The council meetings as a whole are really an excellent opportunity to really exchange information and to keep the Chief Human Capital Officers informed of where OPM and the administration is on any number of issues. There's a sort of different level of communication and activity at the subcommittee level. Treasury sits on the Subcommittee on Hiring and Succession Planning and the Subcommittee on Performance Management. Those subcommittees have largely focused on sharing best practices in those two areas, in working with OPM staff as they develop or implement new initiatives, giving them feedback, perhaps challenging them on the design and implementation of moving some initiatives forward. It's really the most direct opportunity we have to influence initiatives that are going to be government-wide. For example, in the Subcommittee on Performance Management, we had an influence on the SES survey that was sent to all executives in the last fiscal year, and the results came out recently. And we've been working with OPM on the evaluation of the SES performance management system through the assessment tool for the SES. In hiring and succession planning, we've been trying to drive some efforts to improve the hiring process and to advocate for some changes in some of the flexibilities that are available to agencies.
Now, Rochelle, there's much talk about commercial best practices in the federal government, particularly in the service areas such as human resources. What emerging technologies do you see holding the most promise for improving the federal management of human resources?
Well, I alluded just in the last question to the fact that Treasury is actually an HR line of business through our HR Connect automated personnel system. We are always actively engaged in assessing that system and in improving and enhancing that system. One of the things that particularly exciting initiative that we are developing right now is to really harness technology to improve the entrance on duty process, the onboarding process. We recognize that this is a process which gives new employees and prospective employees entering the agency their first impression of what, and in some cases, it's their first federal job, their first exposure to federal employment. And we realize that that's really both for our own efficiencies, but also for the experience that the employee has coming on duty is really critical that we maximize the tools that technology can give us. We've developed a strategy to develop a onboarding system that really is a bit of a paradigm shift. It moves from paper-intensive forms to information-based process in the sense of, as we do our electronic filing of our tax returns, we're providing data that gets populated into forms. We're not filling out the form. It looks at reducing our dependency on HR specialists to doing web-based self-service, moving from disparate points of entry, looking at single points of entry and, you know, and one-stop shopping. And most importantly, it moves from what's now a day one paper-intensive processing experience to day one focused on learning about the agency and learning about their new job and having the tools in place when they come to their office. And we think that this will also be the foundation to using that system for agency branding.
So, Rochelle, continuing to look towards the future, how do you envision Treasury's human capital needs evolving in, let's say, the next 2 to 3 years? And how do you envision your office will need to evolve over that same period of time?
The challenges that I articulated that we face are only going to increase in terms of what's at stake if we are not able to simplify the hiring process and improve our marketing of Treasury as an employer and ensuring that we're tapping the right resources from which to recruit. We are going to need to do that at an increasingly intensive level. Really means transforming the human capital occupation to be more focused on this business partner, strategizer, and develop those skills that are needed to do that. So we need to identify those sources and really maximize wherever we can the benefits of technology, but also make sure that that technology is not off-putting to our potential candidates. I really think it's important that as a new administration comes on board, that they really focus on the fact that in order to accomplish all those mission-related initiatives and address all the challenges, that they also focus on the infrastructure. And I'm not just talking about human capital, but of course the human capital piece is especially important to me. But we really need to make sure that our institution has the infrastructure and that it needs in order to help the new administration accomplish all its goals.
That's a great perspective. Now, at the beginning of the hour, you told us just a wonderful story of how you got started in public service. So I'm curious, what advice might you give someone who's out there thinking about coming to public service or perhaps to the federal government?
Well, I think the most important message to say to folks is a combination of this is an opportunity to do interesting and challenging work that's important to the public. It's important. It should be important to them personally, and it's important to the nation as a whole. I hope that most folks coming into the workforce or thinking about a change in their career are thinking about, I want to do something that's making a contribution. I want to do something that's challenging to me, that I, in which I will learn something, that I have an opportunity to have responsibility and do good work. And I think the government really does offer so many different opportunities that you come into the government and you are doing one thing, as in my career, and you wind up evolving over time and, you know, taking opportunities that lead you in another direction or in a complementary direction, I would say. And I really think that one of the things that government service offers, and it, sometimes it takes finding the right position or finding the thing that works best for you, but we really do some fascinating things. Many of us pick up the paper in the morning, and that tells us what might happen to our day because what we do is on the front page of the paper. And I think that has got to be, should be, exciting and interesting to folks entering the workforce.
That's a great perspective. Thank you. Rochelle, we unfortunately have reached the end of our time together. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your schedule, but more importantly, Sully and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across your many roles at Treasury.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed this. And I think the important thing to say is no one, especially no leader in government, does anything by themselves. And what they do is really representative of what their organization does. And I have a great staff, and the human capital professionals across the department are part of everything we do to make Treasury a best place to work, to move forward, to tackle the challenges we have. And I think it's a great team, and I want to thank them. I want to encourage folks to look at the Treasury website and see all the interesting things Treasury does. It's www.treasury.gov. And through that, you can look at Treasury careers, the opportunities at all the bureaus, and of course, there's always the USA Jobs website.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Rochelle Granite, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of Treasury. My co-host has been Sally Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.